Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
A little woohoo there for you. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. So glad you're with me for however long I can get you today. If it's for a few moments or if it's for the whole show, trust me, I greatly appreciate it. And I appreciate your phone calls as well. Talk and text line at 884-9910. The emails that you send me at monica@991fmtalk.com. So let's head on over to 991fmtalk.com for today's poll question. Yes, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thank you so much to the ladies and gentlemen over there making sure that we got fabulous cars in the area. Should the Supreme Court have terms instead of lifetime appointments? Should they have terms instead of lifetime appointments? I mean, they can be long terms. You know, I'd say take it over a couple of different possibilities of presidencies. So, you know, maybe 15 years. 15? Or they could be less, you know, maybe 12. This is a real possibility. A lot of conservatives are not happy with Gorsuch or John Edwards for some of the decisions that they've been making lately. So, you know, is that something that we should implement? Because remember, they didn't have lifetime appointments way back when. That's only something that's been started. I mean, I wouldn't say recently, but not from the beginning. You know, we keep changing all of these things, and the change hasn't been for the better. Like lowering the voting age. Something we need to think about here. We are in a crazy time. I don't know what's going to happen today. I can apologize to you now, I guess, because I got doxxed yesterday, so I guess I'm just, you know, so annoying. So, local guy, Dave, decided to put my picture out on his Facebook and told people to share it, that I was a gelatinous tub of goo, that I was getting you all riled up, that I was getting my red listeners all frenzied. Yeah, frenzied. It's interesting how the left interprets truth. You know what I mean? It is so interesting. So I went on and had a few conversations with his Facebook fans. And yeah, it's... Oh, I forgot, I'm toxic too. I'm whipping up red Nevadans into a frenzy. Are you frenzied? All because I won't wear a mask in public. And I don't think people... Well, it's not that I don't think that people need to. If you look at the science and, you know, the people I listen to, the doctors and things like that. And I want you to be able to think for yourself. Here's the thing. The government is overreaching. And that's where we have a big issue. This whole thing was handled extremely poorly. And I'm not talking about Trump. I think that he's been doing a heck of a job. I'm talking about Democrat-run states not opening up, not letting people get herd immunity, shutting down businesses, people losing their livelihoods. When people should have been encouraged to wash their hands, take special precautions, like a really, really bad flu. And now, since the whole COVID thing has come out, that numbers have been falsified, that the media is still using this as a fear tactic, I guess is a good term, by listing all of these, oh, it's a spike in increases. Oh, the world is coming to an end. But what they don't tell you when they say that is the death rates keep falling and falling and falling. And then once again, the most vulnerable succumbing to it. People with underlying issues. People ask what underlying issues. Underlying issues, if you have COPD, if you have emphysema, if you have any type of lung issue, if you have any type of a bad heart, cancer, weakened immune systems. But then we don't talk about Cuomo and I don't care about him. The guy up in Washington. If you look at the numbers, the elderly and the nursing home system, how these people were being put back with the vulnerable who had COVID-19. And here we go again. People figured out that, hey, we're being lied to. We're flat out being lied to and manipulated to where the CDC has messed everything up. Now, I get it's a new virus. But are we going to go on country lockdown every time we see a flu or a virus? What the hell is that all about? And now that people have woken up to the fact that COVID shouldn't have been a pandemic, shouldn't have done the damage that it has, not only to this country, but to the world, while other things are going on, here comes another one. We're going to have to come up with a more creative name for it, like, I don't know, like Man Bear Pig from South Park. We're going to have to come up with, Bird Pig Bat Flu. That sounds good. Or just Bird Pig Flu, Pig Bird Flu. A lot easier than the numbers that they throw out there. But here's the deal. There is so much going on in this world right now that you should truly be concerning yourself with. Because all of this is blocking out what's going on worldwide. Did you know that India has had a crippling agricultural effect from locusts that have wiped out crops? And now they're getting another round of them. We are going to see a worldwide food shortage like you have never seen before. Never in our lifetime. Countries, advanced, developed, however you want to address them, are going to go back to third world conditions with hunger and famine and disease. I say not only pray for the people of India, but here in this country as well. Because with the COVID shutdown, look at our food industry, the meat industry, the potatoes that were just given away by the millions of pounds because they couldn't be processed. But all the while, you're being made to focus on a virus that if you catch, you have a 99.5% chance of surviving. I want you to really think about this. Oh, sorry about that. That's Chief Roberts, not Edwards. I don't know what John Edwards. Oh, that's that psychic guy. Sorry about that. Sorry, I'm not psychic. I'm scanning emails as I go through this, but you are being devastatingly distracted by nonsense, pitting people against each other about masks. If you're wearing a mask and you want to wear a mask and you feel comfortable with it, that's awesome. But by their logic, if you're wearing a mask, doesn't that protect you from me, that mean, evil person who's not wearing a mask? I mean, think about their argument. We all have to wear masks. You mean the masks that don't actually filter the virus? You mean the masks that actually say on the box, will not stop the COVID-19 coronavirus? Actually printed on the box? When I know you get it because you're listening to this show. But for the Dave Mulligans out there and his fans, I don't know if he has any fans, but I know he's got friends. Prove to me that this is going to save somebody else's life. Prove to me, and not by quoting the CDC or Dr. Fauci, because they have already made it very, very clear that they are not only sabotaging what we're going through right now with misinformation, but that since they didn't get the result that they wanted, they're going to do it all again with something else. We are walking petri dishes. They are keeping you from living life. And that is no life to live in fear. We're going to open up the phone lines, 884-9910, talk and text. I see a lot of your texts just rolling in. So we'll get to those right after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J Show. So glad you're with me today. Hope you're bright and shiny like a brand new penny. Do we have brand new pennies? No, I don't. I can't remember. So is that still a term? Is that still a term you can use? I don't know. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines this morning, our talk and text lines at 884-9910, and check in with AJ this morning. AJ, you know how to stop the protesters?
I got the greatest solution ever.
Well, share, so girl.
So what you do is you position three fire trucks, fire engines. One on each side and one in the middle. And once they become violent, because I haven't seen one that hasn't become violent, just turn on your hoses. That'll get rid of them.
You know,
give them a good bath.
AJ, I think we should throw some soap into that water because actually a number of them look like they need a good bath.
Photo of you on Facebook. Love it.
Oh, well, thank you. I like it too. A strong woman should be able to handle firearms. Well, go tell Dave that, you know, I don't worry about the way I look.
Nope. You look fabulous, girl. And I want you to know my company, AJ Johns and Associates, where we're realtors, we endorse you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You better watch out. Now you're going to get a call from Jerry Evans and says,
love to talk to him. Love to talk.
AJ, thank you so much for the call and the support.
You have a great
appreciate
weekend.
It. You too, honey.
No problem.
That you Bye-bye. Know, here we are on Independence Week. I'm going to make it a whole week heading into July 4th, our Independence Day, and the only thing people want to do is knock us down and not only control and stifle our voices, but just flat out take away all of our rights as well. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian. You've got an idea about the masks as well?
Good morning. Yeah. So, you know, every time you bring up to someone about, you know, Dr. Fauci and his team even admitting, you know, how they're reporting these coronavirus, you know, deaths and all this stuff, I don't get how everyone is looking past the biggest number of cases in California are in L.A. County, who had a complete lockdown and mandatory masks from the start.
Yep.
But they have the highest rating of coronaviruses. Same with New York. Once they did the lockdown, they saw a ton of, you know, people getting sick and dying from this virus. So if, in fact, masks and staying locked in a dungeon are going to save your life, then why didn't they work in those two cases? So no matter what information you bring to these people, those two right there, well, nobody looks at it and goes, oh, hey, maybe we should look at this a little more.
You know, Brian, none of them think of it with common sense. They just want to have that following and try and listen to these fake experts. We have so lost the ability to think for ourselves because of the media, because of social media. It's very disappointing that
so true.
The left's minds have turned to mush, literally.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, another comment I wanted to make, you know, all these people bashing, I don't even know their names, but, you know, the two folks back east that came out with their guns and, you know, people making fun of every single thing, the way they're holding their guns, the way they're dressed, this and that. You know, I saw this really interesting video that was talking about how, you know, it's funny, unless you see someone you know, with full riot gear and an AR, they're doing it wrong. And, you know, if you're at home and you're eating dinner and 300 to 500 people bust through your neighborhood and are in your yard, let me see how you're going to handle it. Let me see how you're going to react. You know, fear and adrenaline does a lot to people when you're doing those kinds of things. And, you know, good for them for standing up for themselves, because you know what? There was no spray painting tagging on their house. It didn't get destroyed. It didn't get burnt down. So guess what? No matter what they did or how they were holding it or whatever the case or how they were dressed, they did their jobs by protecting their homes.
Yep.
Any of us would do the same exact thing. And you don't have to put on your, you know, your leg holster and your riot helmet and your vest to go out and do that kind of stuff. I mean, that's ridiculous to think that that's how you have to look if you're having a gun nowadays. It's not for pictures like people take when they go out shooting in the hills and they got to put their gear on when you're shooting with your buddies. It's,
well,
you know what?
And Brian, you know what?
Down, you grab your gun and you go.
It's really disappointing that, again, we go back to the liberal mind mush that people don't understand that there are private streets. They think that every street in, you know, the world, it's public. That is not true. They busted and broke an iron gate to get into a private community. So they don't even know standard laws, let alone anything about viruses. So, Brian, thank you so much for joining the show today. And you do what you have to do to protect your home, to protect yourself, to protect your family. That's just a basic tenet of being alive nowadays. We'll be back. Mike, I hope you can stay on the line. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love to everyone out in Yerington and Mason Valley and Smith Valley and out in Fallon and Fernley listening today. And, of course, Washoe County, Douglas County, Carson. It's all good. It's the Monica J. Show, but it's your show. It's what you want to talk about. It's what you want to say. It's your voice. Talk and text line is 884-9910. So let's go back to those lines and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. You wanted to talk about the fire department and hoses? I have a feeling it's about AJ's comment in the protesters.
Yeah. This is Mike again from Reno, the former Los Angeles police officer.
Oh, hi, and Mike. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah. Well, because of the riots in the mid-60s, early 60s, and early 70s, you can't do the fire hose anymore. You can't set up ahead of time and do the fire hose. You just can't do that anymore. They won't let you.
Is there a reason? I mean, did people get hurt? Or
I'll give you a reason. Now, other police departments, it may be okay, but the excuse that we were given was a human being should not be controlled by a water hose, and a human being should not be controlled by dogs.
That's the excuse they gave.
Yep.
So while those human beings are destroying property, breaking things, setting things on fire, you can't shoot them. You don't want to shoot them and, you know, hurt them seriously like that. But spraying water at them is, that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they claim that the pressure is too high and all that kind of stuff and people can get injured. So, you know, I'm not agreeing with what they said, but I'm just telling you what the excuse was.
That's interesting. Because, you know, I can come up with all kinds of pressurized water cannons that you can adjust to adjust the pressure. So, yeah, it's just people making up more excuses for mayhem and letting people break the law in the name of peaceful protests. Mike, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate the facts on the water cannons and the fire department. Plus, we want to protect our fire departments. You know, they don't sign up to deal with aggressive people. Law enforcement does. They put their lives on the line every day. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with, who are we checking in with here? Rich. Hi, Rich. Thanks for calling the show today. Rich, are you still there? Oh, sorry about that, Rich. Okay. So here we go. Our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Very direct, and I've got a little backtrack here for you. The Constitution is where we get the lifetime Supreme Court justices. I'll tell you why in just a moment. But if you go to 991fmtalk.com, you can answer today's poll questions. Should Supreme Court justices be serving term limits? Now, you can set the term limits to where they go over multiple presidencies, but should they be set? Now, when the Constitution was written, I found this great article from a Northeastern law professor, Michael Meltzner, different name there. He specializes in Supreme Court, and when they put the Supreme Court into action in the 18th century, when the Constitution was written, this is very interesting, and it's life. Life expectancy for people then hovered around 50 years. Well, look at us now. Our life expectancy is in the 80s. So that's almost three decades longer than when the Constitution was written. So if we thought about or wanted to change that, we would have to change the Constitution, which, of course, as you know, is a very difficult process. But it should be. Because you can't just change things willy-nilly, but it's something to consider and think about because of the life expectancy. Just a thought. Amending the Constitution. Imagine that. Yeah, we just have a governor that goes around the Constitution. So, Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Terry's on the line. Good morning, Terry. Thank you for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. I wanted to talk about this, these masks and all this. You know, like you were saying earlier in the show, well, as I heard it, that although they're saying more people have COVID, or at least they have it in their bodies, the fact is not more people are going to the hospital. So right. My contention on this whole thing is that we're all going to have it. I mean, sooner or later, it keeps – and but those who are going to perish are going to. The masks aren't helping. They're just a deflection. That's all. And I think that the Dems are trying to push the whole thing until we all close the country down again and make Trump look bad, make us all look bad. And that's what I think. I mean, I really think it's all coming to that point.
Terry, I think you are 100% absolutely correct. And I thank you for using common sense. And I thank you for your opinion, and not because it's like mine, but I want to show people that you're not alone in thinking this. And I'm not just pushing this idea on people. People understand that when you read the side of a box, when you look at what OSHA says, when you bring all this together and look at different sources, cut out the news completely, make your own assessment, it boils down to common sense. So, Terry, thank you so much, and breathe healthy. Breathe in that oxygen and breathe out those toxins freely. And make sure you join us. There's a lot of things going on this Independence Weekend, okay? I was a little bit not paying attention. I got an email last night. Said, "Well, you keep talking about the protests in Carson City. What's happening in Reno?" I had not heard that BLM was planning on protesting in Reno, but I have now heard that they are protesting, going to protest on July 4th in Reno. So people need to be prepared for that. The reason that I keep stressing Carson City is because they have specifically targeted the Black Lives Matter movement and Antifa, have specifically targeted our law enforcement monument, all the monuments that we have in the Capitol Park there. And so proud patriots are there protecting those monuments 24/7, round the clock. And there is another protest that is supposed to be bigger than all the ones that we've had here combined on this Saturday specifically because of Independence Day. Okay. That's BLM and Antifa. But now there is also going to be peaceful rally there, because I know the people that I associate with. We definitely don't throw the first punch. There is going to be a peaceful protest against Governor Sisolak's mandatory wearing of masks. Remember, this is just a mandate. This is a mandate from a man who has no clue of what's really going on, but I think he does. It's just that that's their plan. This is a coordinated attack. It's a plan of attack. And we are in a fight for this country. We are in a fight for our rights. So, will there be conflict this weekend? I certainly hope not. I pray not. We all have the same father. But there is a heavy possibility in Reno and in Carson City on Saturday. I just want you to be prepared. If you're afraid of confrontation, if you're afraid of speaking your mind, then by all means, stay at home, go to the lake, do whatever you are going to do. But if you are ready to use your voice, and if you are proud of who you are and what you support, then please join us on Saturday at the state capitol at 11 o'clock. In Reno, just be downtown and enjoy what few restaurants we still have open. Enjoy the river and be prepared. Let's go to the talk and text lines quickly. It's Ryan. Ryan's on the line. Wants to talk about Dems and Republicans. Hey, Ryan, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that lately the last couple of states have been closed, like Texas, Florida, Arizona, and California. Half of those have been led by Republican leaders. I know California is led by Newsom, but Texas and Florida are led by Republican leaders, and they're reversing back to the bars being closed down in Texas, Florida. The beaches are being closed back down. Arizona,
not fully. They're taking extra precautions, but they're not shutting everything down like the Democrats in California and Oregon and Washington and New York. They're doing complete shutdown, mandatory masks. So the Republicans, just because somebody is a Republican governor, doesn't mean that their state legislature isn't controlled by Democrats or whatnot. And they're taking precautions. But I think that they're also caving, Ryan, to the Democrats. I think that they're feeling the pressure, and people just don't know enough to stand their ground.
I don't think it's Cabo in Texas and Florida. I think it's the numbers. Because they're looking, because they, I mean, Texas and Florida, the governors are very, they're very stand, they're very like stick to their guns. I think in Texas and Florida, I think they're looking, I think it's being driven by the numbers, Monica.
I mean, Ryan, the numbers.
I agree with you. I think it's the numbers that are driven to the point where the fact when the increasing of the increasing of the things.
But the numbers aren't meaning anything. Just because the increase of cases, we're doing more testing, we're doing better testing, of course those numbers are going to go up. The numbers you have to look at are the numbers that are going down. The death rate is down every single month for the last 3 months. Hospital rates down the last 3 months. And they never got to maximum capacity. And the few that did, the president brought in the hospital ships and they didn't even use them. So guess what? There are Republicans that are pulling to the pressure and playing politics as well. It's just a game to them. But for us, this is our life. These are our lives and our livelihoods. Pay attention to what's going on because it's a hell of a lot bigger than a virus. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for calling the show today. Our talk and text line is 884-9910. But thank you so much for the emails and especially the texts. This is, wow. Some of your comments into me, and I'm not looking for, I don't know, I'm not looking for sympathy or anything like that from the message that I sent out earlier about the comments that have been made about me on Facebook and getting doxxed and everything like that. But I appreciate all of your well wishes. You never know what they truly mean to me. Like this one quickly from Kevin, what you do for the community and the information you provide is exceptional. You are truly an asset for all of us willing to accept the truth. You know, I'm not going to say that everything that I come up with is the absolute truth. I try to go to, I mean, I hit on one topic at least 20 to 30 different websites and opinions and by professionals. And I try to come up with something that is easy to digest and put out there. What I want you to do is look it up for yourself as well. Because that's how you truly understand the bigger picture of what's going on right now. Oh, Anthony, I only got 2 minutes. And you need a lot more time than that. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Anthony this morning at the talk and text line. You want to talk about the unemployment debacle? This is pretty disgusting.
Indeed, Monica. Pandemic unemployment assistance, federal government passed through the CARES Act back in March. It took them until May 16th in Nevada to get the website up. And at least 40,000 people that were first-time filers during that first week got stuck in multiple website glitches. They hired Alerica Call Center to handle this.
Out of Pennsylvania.
Correct. And we've got folks working from home, if you can, on those call centers, which is fine, but they're not. There's no quality control. You're getting hung up on. You're calling every 5 minutes. It says, sorry, our lines are busy. It hangs up on you after 5 minutes and 40 seconds. from 8 in the morning till 8 at night.
Well, even the people at home that are trying to help, they don't have the knowledge of what the questions people are asking. They don't have the training.
Indeed. And the reporters, the part that's bothering me the most, I think, is Noah Bond and Trisha Keene.
Yeah, Channel 8.
Southern. Correct. And then Trisha Keene out in southern Las Vegas area. Both those reporters have been hitting up the state trying to get answers and been really fighting for the cause, knowing that over 60,000 people are unpaid after 4 months.
We had a call into Dieter, and we were told that no one was available to answer our questions because of, well, the you know what storm that was going on, and so they couldn't help us get any word to our listeners. This falls squarely at the feet of Governor Sisolak and the people that he hires and puts into place in these departments. Have you called him? Have you emailed him?